We're going to go with Nebraska. It's too early to tell, in my opinion. So that's what we're going to do.
So the depth chart is wide open?
Absolutely. And the best guy's going to be in there representing BYU against Nebraska.
Mark, did you have any indication this was coming, or were you blindsided?
Again, man, it's just unfortunate that we don't have him. And I'm hoping that we do well without him, and it's going to be good.
What was the team's reaction when they found out?
Obviously, it's difficult to replace or to go without one of the soldiers that has been, that has been here all summer long. But again, it is what it is, and we're gonna work through that.
Was there any discussion about moving other players from other positions to the running back group? Or?
Yeah, there's always discussion. Most of that goes through Bronco. But for me, I think I have a good core in there that'll do well and do what we need them to do to be at our best at Nebraska. So I'm optimistic, and I'm going to work these guys hard and get them prepared so that, again, we put the best product on the field against Nebraska.
How confident are you that Jamal will be back?
It is. We'll let it play out. And, again, I'm just going to focus on the guys that we have here. So, yeah.
Can one guy replace him, or does it have to be several?
It's going to be, it's difficult. A guy like Jamal is the production that he has, and it's just not only what he does on the field, but also, with in the locker room, especially when adversity hits. So there are others on the team that are good at that, and we're going to rely on them. But again, the guys that are in my room right now are the focus, and we're going to get them prepared.
Did anybody or anything stand out to you with the running backs that were here today?
Yeah, we're all in good shape. Kudos to Frank. He did a good job over the summer with them, and literally, it was the best that I've ever seen since I've been here. With them coming back in shape, and we go hard and we go fast, and they come off to the side, and it's like nothing. So I'm happy in that regard, and I think they're going to do well.
Was AJ Moore moved to cornerback?
Yes, AJ is over there with the corners, and so he's going to have his run there with pursuit drills and such. So good luck to AJ.
Have you tried to get Riley Burt over to your meeting room?
Again, all of that funnels through Bronco, and whatever Bronco says, that's what we're going to do. But we have a lot of guys that can play running back, on defense and on offense. So, again, but the guys that are in my room, I'm confident, especially with what we do. It's one of the most difficult positions to learn because there's multiple sets, multiple facets that they have to learn. And so these guys, it's just not one that you just bring somebody over. There's going to be a lot of learning and involved. So I'm very, very confident with the guys that I have in my room. And that's how we're going to go.
Are you confident that LG and Adam can kind of be those leaders on your group?
Yeah, they have been all summer long. And, they have plenty of experience. They've been in the fire, and they know how to react when bullets fly. So that's how we're going to go.